Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the Pony Stampede podcast. I am your host, Jordan Hofeditz, and I am talking fall camp. There is still one practice left, but I think most things can pretty much be deciphered from what I've seen in their 3 weeks of practices. I'm going to apologize. This is probably going to be a lot of rambling. I have a rough outline of what I want to talk about, but I just kind of want to go off of what I've seen from being out of practice every day and try and hit all the high points. I will be doing a position-by-position breakdown podcast sometime next week. I will be putting out a projected 2-deep on PonyStampede.com. That will be a VIP story, so make sure your account is up to date. But let's just kind of break down some things real quick. Let's start at the quarterback position. That was obviously a battle coming into fall camp. I felt like Preston and Tanner were pretty close to each other from what they were showing in the spring. Preston had, you know, some things here and there that Tanner just looked better. The fall was a different story. Tanner really stepped up his game. I think some of the just experience of being a starter for 12 games last season helped out a ton. I think there was a comfort level, just kind of a quick chemistry with the receivers. Obviously, Preston has a huge upside, and I think he's going to be a very good quarterback. But I think for this season, it was good to see Tanner kind of take control and say, I'm the returning starter. This is my job. This is my team, and I'm gonna step up and hold on to that role. A side note with that, Kevin Jennings, I wasn't sure what to expect from him coming into fall camp. You know, true freshman, not a ton of hype around him coming out of South Oak Cliff. You know, obviously led the Golden Bears to a state champion in one of the higher classifications, but really impressive. Just kind of from day one of fall camp, he just kind of looked comfortable. And obviously, you know, I mean, he's working with the threes and going against the threes, but, you know, just really strong passes, quick decision-making. You know, I think there's a lot to be excited about there coming down the line. Moving on to receivers. Now, obviously, you know, they've taken a bit of a hit in the injury department the last couple practices with Bo Corrales going down, Jake Bailey, and now Moochie Dixon. It looks, obviously, you know, they're not going to be too forward with some of that injury information. I would guess that all three would be ready to go by week one. Nothing looked too serious. Bo was out of his sling at Wednesday's practice. Bailey was kind of running some ghost routes and catching some passes out of pads, and obviously not in full participation at Wednesday's practice. Moochie's is the more recent injury, so we'll just kind of have to wait on that, but my guess is that he is okay. But again, I mean, you just got to be excited about the talent and the depth of the receiver room. Previous years, I mean, I think we've seen it recently when Reggie went down, you know, there wasn't somebody there that just really stepped up big into that dominant number one receiver role. I think there are a lot of guys that can fill that space. Rashid just continues to have a really, really good fall. He's really taken over that kind of go-to number one receiver role and just leader role across the board for this team. And then, I mean, just the wealth of talent across the board again. I mean, Rashee, Jake Bailey, Teddy Knox, you know, obviously Bo Corrales in there. I mean, even, you know, continuing talking about the spring and carried into the fall, really what, you know, Curley has done. Obviously still in a red jersey for him. I think Austin Upshaw has continued to just have a really, really good spring into fall. You know, there's so much depth there that you almost feel like you can really handle some things like the injuries that have happening and come out the other side feeling pretty good about things. I'll say again, the tight ends too. You know, I think coming into it, a lot of people would have thought Nolan Matthews-Harris is probably that number one. You know, he's been out. He got kind of a little crampy on the first day of pads, and they kind of held him out as a precaution. Now he's another guy that was maybe banged up his shoulder a little bit. But Cam Allen has looked a lot better in the fall, I think, than he did in the spring. And I think that's just getting comfortable. I mean, you come in as a transfer, and even though he went through spring, I just think that comfort level going through summer and now into fall is good. RJ Maryland, you know, obviously we know what his ranking was, but he just has continued to look more and more comfortable in some of the things they're asking him to do. And I don't think you can discount what Ben Redding adds at that position. Just a leader. You know, he's obviously a big body. He's not going to be the most athletic out of that bunch. But I think as a blocker, he's strong. I think on some inside routes, he uses his size well. So even though he might not be able to speed past a linebacker to get open, I think he can use his body to work himself open and put himself in good positions to make plays. Then the offensive line. I think in the beginning of fall, they looked really good. You know, the center position between, you know, Branson Hickman kind of controlling that to them giving Cam Irvin a shot. The snaps just weren't there. Now recently, Jalen Thomas working at the center. They're going to have some options, and I think it'll just be about, you know, is whoever they would put at guard to replace Jalen, is that a better fit than having Jalen at guard and Branson at center? You know, obviously, Marcus Bryant hasn't been able to practice the last few days. Owen Condon has been out the last couple days. Thalen Robinson's been out pretty much the whole fall. And they've been kind of fitting some people in here and there. I think Bissinger, who came in from Virginia, I think he's locked into one of the guard spots. We've seen Justin Osborne at tackle. He looks healthy and looks like he's moving pretty well. That very likely could be him at one of the tackle spots. You know, then you've got Marcus Bryant, who's an option at tackle, along with Owen Condon. And you've just kind of seen them mix and match a lot. I mean, it will be interesting to see when all healthy, how they kind of see where guys fit and where they want them to be. I think that's going to be the biggest thing, is about getting the best five guys out there and rearranging maybe some positions, aka moving Jalen Thomas from guard to center, because their best five is him being at center and working somebody else at guard. When we come back, we'll get into the defense, which is very good, after this break. We'll be right back on the Pony Stampede podcast.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Pony Stampede podcast as we shift our focus now to the defensive side of the ball. I think there's a lot to be excited with the this year's defense. We'll start on the line of scrimmage and we'll start inside. I just wrote about Elijah Chapman and Devere Levelston and the experience that they bring to that position group and what they did last year. And I think you have to be excited with seeing both of their numbers from last year and feeling like they could really take it up a notch under Coach Tibbs and what he brings. You've also got, finally, a healthy Stephon Wright inside. He didn't play last year after coming over from Arizona State. Also inside, Junior Aho has shown some things. Darren Brown has been out. Terrence Newman has been out. He was back out on Wednesday, fully dressed, participating in a red no-contact jersey. And then I thought it was interesting, Coach Tibbs talking about what Mike Sandho has brought coming in from Navarro Junior College, and so there's another piece that they can work inside. I think the ends are going to be the interesting part of this. Nelson Paul had a good spring. He's been out most of the fall. I think Gary Wiley is probably one of the few that has maybe locked in a spot on the end. Jalen Samuels was looking like he was making progress in the spring. Haven't seen him out there much this fall. Jaden Jones has really stepped up. He's a guy, went into the portal, looked like he might be following the old coaching staff to TCU. Got out of the portal, stayed, and has really stepped up. But, you know, he's an unknown piece there. Turner Cox talked about the fact that he had offseason surgery. He was there on the first day of fall. He didn't feel quite right. Coach Lashley said that, you know, the coaching staff, Turner and his family kind of talked and said, all right, let's hold him out the rest of fall camp. Let's have him do the rehab stuff, and hopefully he'll be able to join practices and be ready to go. So not really sure if he'll be full tilt. You've got Isaiah Smith, who has, a.k.a. Turbo. They've talked about his speed and just his quickness off the line. You know, he's a true freshman at 6'4", 213. He would be undersized, but both Coach Lashley and Coach Thibodeau have talked. He maybe might have to play, and his speed will make up for some of the lack of size he has. I've also seen another redshirt freshman, Travion Sneed, get a good amount of looks. But, I mean, you look at that end position, you've got a freshman transfer in David Abiara from Texas. Jalen Samuels, redshirt freshman. Jaden Jones, redshirt freshman. Travion Sneed, redshirt freshman. Isaiah Smith, true freshman. There's a lot of youth in that end and a lot of talent and a lot of promise and a lot of question marks of what those guys can do on a Saturday. you know, outside of a senior in Gary Wiley and Nelson Paul, and obviously Turner Cox is a senior. A name I haven't mentioned, Alex Sikafoos, you know, he's a junior, hasn't played a ton for this team, you know, played one game last season, but he seems to be getting some time and some looks in there. So it's a young group on those edges with a lot of potential. The question mark will be what that potential can turn into. The linebackers behind them, that is going to be a strong group for this team. I think you just look at, you know, you've got guys that have been here in Jimmy Phillips. Obviously, Isaac Slade had a big year last year and definitely could build on that. Kiki Burns is a big guy. 6'4", 224 listed. That just gives you some size in there. You've got the transfers from this year. Shannon Reed is a veteran guy. He's played at Tennessee, played at Illinois State last year. He was here in the spring. Jaquandus Burns, he was here in the spring coming from Minnesota. He's a Texas kid who also played at IMG Academy. Have seen Deuce Palmer get some good work in there. The interesting thing, Deuce's family background, his mom is a former marathon runner. His dad is a professional BMXer who was a four-time world champion and had two national number one in the world titles, who also played rugby. You know, that's a family of competitors. You know, he did some good things at his school out in Danville, California. They've shown a willingness to put him in there with the ones and twos. We'll kind of see what that means. But the linebacker group is a deep group. You've also, of course, got Pierre Gorey out of Duncanville, who's a speed guy. He came in late to fall because he was out winning some track national championships. But that's a group that's a strong, deep group. Cameron Farrar came from Oklahoma State. And he hasn't been out there. I don't know what his status will be. Hopefully, Coach Lashley will shed some light on that Friday. But, you know, again, just more depth and a lot of guys. That's the position group, the defensive coordinator, Scott Simons coaches. So I imagine he's hardest on them and expects the most from that group. And there's a lot of talent there. Then the secondary, you know, obviously was the question mark / weak link last season. You know, it's kind of interesting hearing different guys talk about, you know, kind of taking that a little personally. You know, coaches have kind of talked about clean slate, but those players know what the numbers were last year, and, you know, they know what the outside perception is. You know, talking to a guy like Brandon Crossley who said, yeah, we know. You know, guys, you know, saying they've got a chip on their shoulder a little bit and have put in the work and are really, they all seem to really like the scheme that they're putting together. And so at safety, Brian Massey obviously got hurt on that first Saturday practice, a couple practices in. He was on crutches the next day, then just the walking boot. Now he's out of the walking boot and just has a brace. I think those are good signs for him coming back. But again, it's a group that's got some guys like Massey. Obviously, Crossley is a veteran guy. You've got Isaiah Nwokobia, who was kind of thrown in the fire a little bit last year as a freshman, who's a big, strong guy, has that year under his belt now. Roderick Robertson Jr., he was one of the ones in a red jersey early in fall. He's out of that. You've got a young guy in Ahmad Moses who has gotten a lot of work with the twos with Massey's injury and just kind of continues to develop a little bit. You've got Chris Adamora, came over from Texas. He's a senior transfer, veteran guy who's getting some work in there. You've also got Nick Roberts, who had been hurt. He's back now. Again, another, you know, senior transfer who's played a lot that can really be a veteran for a group with some youth and an experience. Donald Clay is back. He's getting some rotational looks. It's a group that should be good. I know, talked about Pierre Gorey with the linebackers. They run, they just call it a rover. It's kind of a hybrid safety linebacker kind of guy who does a lot of different things. It's what Isaiah's position mostly will be. They'll throw some different guys in there. Brandon Crossley talked about putting on some extra weight, some good weight in the summer program, so he can play that a little bit if need be. That's kind of where Gorey kind of fits in the defense right now, behind a couple of those guys. Then looking at cornerbacks, again, you know, in bringing in a Kavaris Hall, 6'3", you've got length out there. Jaden Lawton, who only played football for one season at Lovejoy, he's also 6'3" and has some size. You know, Jahari Rogers, technically only a sophomore. Armani Johnson is a senior. Those are two guys that really talked about kind of taking some of those defensive struggles to heart. Bryce McMorris, probably won't see him to start the season, but he's a guy, again, kind of got thrown in the fire last year, grew up a lot as the season went on. Sam Westfall, another senior, is likely going to be in that maybe top four rotation. I don't know how much they want to play A.J. Davis or Jaden Lawton. They're two true freshmen, but I think they've shown the ability that they can hold their own if they are thrown out there, which I think is maybe more than could have been said in previous years. On the special team side of things, to kind of wrap the rambling up, I really think Colin Rogers has maybe won himself the kicker job, especially some short distance and PAT stuff. Hall has worked both with some of the longer kicks and punting. You know, they also brought in, I'm going to butcher his last name, Ryan Buchevsky from Texas, who seems to be doing the lion's share of the punting in practice. Of course, they do some different stuff and some side work, so that's a little harder to tell, but you know, they bring him in as a senior grad transfer from Texas, and he's a guy that when healthy is really one of the better, if not the best, one of the best in the country when it comes to that. So I think with those pieces, I think expect the kicking game to maybe be a little better than it's been, at least as good as it's been. I don't think they take a step back there. You know, fall camp has been interesting. I think there were just so many new pieces that came in over the summer that had to kind of get into the system a little bit. I think fall got off to a little bit of a slow start, but you really saw once the pads got on that second week, you know, there were some coaches getting after some guys about, you know, effort level and certain things that, you know, weren't going to fly once fall really got rolling. And obviously once we get closer to the season and everything, and, you know, Lashley got on them at practice earlier this week, and you just kind of saw the guys respond well to that and really kind of turn things around and have a really good practice. I think it's, when it's all said and done, after, you know, Friday's practice and they'll have another closed scrimmage on Saturday, I think it'll be a successful fall. Obviously, there have been some dings and some nicks and time will tell how long any of those guys are out. That's just kind of going to happen. We'll see how much damage was really done, but I think it's got to be considered a successful fall for a first-year head coach, a first-year staff, and a lot of new players and new faces that have come in, even back to the spring, but definitely this fall. Kind of looking forward to how this team will shape out, end up shaping up, and looking. Again, like I said, I'll be putting out a projected two deep, and we'll have a safeties feature coming up, and obviously we'll get Coach Lashley's thoughts on the fall after Friday's practice. So a lot of stuff coming. There'll be one more live update from Friday's practice on the message board, and we'll keep this rolling into the rest of August and then into September when we get ready for game time. Appreciate you sticking with me as I rambled through the kind of the way things have looked this fall. Subscribe, like, get on ponystampede.com. Make sure your subscription's up to date for the season, for some stuff coming at you. And we will catch you next time. Have a good one.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.